This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, March 6th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Fired employees get reprieve. FDA nominee faces senators. And senators get Musk number. Probationary employees at USDA get a reprieve from judge. USDA probationary employees who were abruptly fired from their jobs last month have gotten a temporary reprieve. The chair of the Merit System Protection Board ordered that they be reinstated in their jobs for 45 days while the case against the department is stayed. Late Wednesday, USDA sent a statement to AgriPulse that said the department will work to abide by the ruling and has no further comment at this time. Judge Kathy Harris agreed with the Office of Special Counsel, an independent agency representing a plaintiff who is a forestry technician in the U.S. Forest Service. Under the order, about 5,900 USDA employees will get their jobs back temporarily. You can read more in our story on AgriPulse.com, where we also posted news yesterday on the request for carve-outs from new tariffs and a Supreme Court decision unfreezing $2 billion in foreign aid. Senate panel to question FDA commissioner nominee today. President Donald Trump's pick to lead the Food and Drug Administration, Johns Hopkins surgeon Martin McCary, has his confirmation hearing today before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Observers believe McCary will take a more moderate approach to food and nutrition issues than his would-be boss, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Still, Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota said he has concerns about McCary's past statements on food and pesticides. Hoeven, who chairs the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, said in his meeting with McCary, the nominee assured him he is focused on providing consumers with the right information about nutrition rather than taking a prescriptive approach. However, Hoeven still seems skeptical about this and McCary's comments linking pesticide use to cancer. Senator pushes for rescissions to codify DOGE cuts. A select number of Senate Republicans now have the personal cell number of Elon Musk. They include Senate Ag Appropriations Chair John Hoeven of North Dakota, who has urged more communication between Musk, DOGE, the White House, and Congress. The senators got the number from Musk at a meeting yesterday about the Department of Government Efficiency's cost-cutting efforts. During the meeting, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky raised the idea of using the rescission process to lock in some federal funding cuts made by DOGE. Rescissions can be requested by the president and effectively cancel unobligated dollars appropriated to federal agencies before funding expires. Paul told reporters, quote, "I love the cutting of waste. I love finding all the crazy crap that we're spending overseas. But to make it real, to make it go beyond the moment of the day, it seems to come back in the form of a rescission package." The last time Republicans tried to pass rescissions under the first Trump administration, the measure narrowly failed in the Senate with two Republicans opposing it. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkins & Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkins & Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkins & Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Ways and Means Chair wants to see more Senate action on reconciliation. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith of Missouri says the House wants to have its one big, beautiful reconciliation bill, including tax and spending cuts, on Trump's desk by Memorial Day, but the House and Senate GOP still have to agree on a budget blueprint, and they are far apart on details and on strategy. Some senators have been adamant that they want a two-step reconciliation process to deliver border funds to Trump as soon as possible, leaving tax cuts till later. Smith said at an event hosted by the American Enterprise Institute yesterday, "I would bet my farm 10 times that you will never pass 2 reconciliation bills in the same year in Congress." He said some House Republicans could care less about extending Trump's 2017 tax cuts, but they want to see action on border and energy funding. Canada and Mexico tariffs to raise food prices 0.7%, study finds. New 25% duties on Canada and Mexico could have a muted impact on food prices, new analysis from Rabobank finds, but the effects won't be evenly distributed. The authors calculate that across the economy, food prices are set for a 0.7% increase. U.S. relies on imports for a significant share of domestic supply for fruits and vegetables. Accordingly, these prices would rise by more than 3%. Some specific products are set for even greater price increases. Avocado and tomato prices could jump about 4%. Sourced mainly from Canada, snow crabs could see price increases of more than 6%. Meanwhile, French fries are set for a 2% retail price increase. The U.S. also imports about 10% of its sugar from Mexico. Sugar tariffs, quote, will inevitably lead to higher prices for sugar and sweets for Americans, the report says, and could destabilize the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement's fragile accord on sweeteners. Iowa's congressional delegation is urging Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins to make livestock indemnity program funding available for producers who've lost turkeys to avian metapneumovirus, a disease that can kill the birds or cause reproductive disorders that permanently reduce egg production. The lawmakers say Iowa farmers lost an estimated 569,700 turkeys to AMV last year, leading to $18 million in income losses. Without immediate support, the viability of these farms and the stability of the U.S. turkey industry is in jeopardy, they wrote. Well, here's today's final word. If you can eat your dessert first, you're not going to eat your broccoli later. That House Ways and Means Chair Jason Smith of Missouri on why he thinks Congress needs to pass a single massive budget reconciliation bill that would include spending cuts as well as spending increases and tax cuts. Senate Republicans prefer a two-step approach that would leave big spending cuts and tax cuts to later. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, March 6th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.